Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about a variety of beyond what you've heard topics. And taking a look at a section of the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus addresses numerous topics, beginning by saying, you have heard it said, and he gives what the people are familiar with, what they've come to believe. But he doesn't stop. He goes on to say, but I tell you, and then he expands the heart behind what they've heard. We've talked about, you have heard it said, thou shalt not murder. And Jesus says, the problem is deeper than a physical act of killing someone. It's an issue of the heart. It's an issue of anger. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And the idea of faithfulness with your, not just with your body, but with your mind, with your eyes, with your heart. The idea of oaths and promises. You've heard it said to keep those oaths you make to God, with kind of the implication that the rest of them don't matter. And God says, be people of integrity. You've heard it said that if you divorce your wife, just give her a certificate of divorce. And he says, nah, there's reasons that divorce happens, but don't let your simple selfishness of just being done be the cause of that. Work on faithfulness, the things that lead to a faithful relationship, not just with people, but with God. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of this week talking about beyond revenge. And Jesus says, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. As I mentioned in Sunday's message, it says, because we all sin, we all fall short of the glory of God, we all stumble in many ways. A literal application of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth would leave a world filled with toothless blind people. And Jesus says the law, the instructions of God, the command and heart of God is not for revenge, but it's for restoration. Many times we use punishment or consequences as punishment. And God's desire was always to make the consequences, well, as a deterrent. It would make us stop and think, well, I don't want that. And we would restrain our sinful behavior. The difficulty comes is when we think we don't have any sinful behavior, and that way we can be the judge and jury and condemn everyone else. But Jesus goes on and says, you've heard it said that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and you go back into the Old Testament, and that was part of God's law in providing justice, in helping people understand the seriousness of the harm that they were causing to others. But as I've said, the intent of God was never that people would run around poking out each other's eyes and knocking out their teeth. The intent of God was always about mercy and forgiveness. It was about restoration. It was about making things right. And in this context, he goes on and says that if someone strikes you on a cheek, then turn the other cheek. Don't just punch back. No, as I've said, context of Scripture is important. And Jesus talks about the value and the importance and the necessity that when we wrong someone, that we make it right, we restore what we've wronged. And so to wrong someone and then say, nothing you can do about it now is defrauding them. And so it requires a different attitude both on the offended party and the offending party. And God's desire. Because many times in life, things escalate very quickly because, well, we claim we want to be even, but in reality, we want the upper hand. When I was growing up, it was fairly common that we would deal with our own issues until they got out of hand, which was pretty regular. But the idea of somebody hit you, whether it was intentional or accidental, and there was always a huge argument on which it was, but in order to avoid entanglements with the authorities, being mom or dad or teachers, the one that did the hitting would say, well, you can hit me back, we'll be even. And most the kids I knew thought that was a good plan. They would hit them back, and then all of a sudden, well, you hit me harder than I hit you. There would be a big discussion on the severity of the hit and whether there was any additional striking that needed to be done. And oftentimes, these would lead to major fights that would not accomplish what they had hoped in avoiding the consequences of teachers or mom and dad, but it would make things even worse. And Jesus says, when we learn to show love and mercy and forgiveness, and when we learn to show generosity and a restorative justice, we're not seeking to harm one another, we're seeking that which builds up one another. And sometimes building up one another simply lets them get away with things that our human mind and flesh don't want them to get away with. But sometimes it calls for repentance. I'd say it always calls for repentance. And one of the things that we often miss is the teaching of Jesus when the religious leaders come out asking about those fruits of repentance. Though most people are sorry when they get caught doing wrong, but sorry and sorrow is not the same as repentance. But the repentant life of someone else, or the lack of repentance in someone else, isn't what, or at least ought not to be, what dictates our love, our mercy, our forgiveness. And God says, You've heard it said that it's okay to get your pound of flesh in revenge. But I tell you, there's a better way. A way that restores. Now, unfortunately, for our American mindset, that's not typically a quick fix. We don't have a sense of satisfaction immediately. It takes work, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes prayer, it takes compassion. But the end result ought to lead to relationship rather than an enemy. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us the things that we need in order to overcome the desires of our flesh to seek revenge in every situation. And Father, for those times where our desire tends to lean towards causing someone else harm rather than restoring and repenting, then forgive us. Make us aware of those times that our mindset is improper. Father, help us to know how to bring about true justice. We recognize the authority that you've given to governmental agencies and that are supposed to be a deterrent to punish wrongdoing so that it would not be as desirable as it often seems to be. Father, give us wisdom in knowing how to help hold people accountable so that they would change and grow. But to do so in a way that's not revengeful, that's not filled with spite or hatred, but with a desire that no one would perish, that all would come to repentance. Father, may we learn that long-suffering nature of Jesus. That nature that we instantaneously resist. Father, fill us with a calm spirit. A spirit which continues to do what's right. A spirit that continues to seek things to be made right. A spirit that does not desire the harm of others, but seeks that all would be made right with you. That sin in our life and in the life of anyone else would be dealt with by the power and the blood of Jesus through your Spirit. Father, give us peace and contentment when our heart of flesh wants to strike out. And may we listen. And Father, for those things that we can't make right, you can. And Father, in all of this, we know the solution is Jesus. And so today, in the midst of any desire for revenge, any motivation of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. May we not only turn to Jesus, but may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.